G'day, Sam.
Good morning, mate. Jeez, you guys are a laugh.
Well, we just dribble on, you know. Where are
Oh,
you? Where
that's
are
all right.
you?
Oh, look, I live in Keysy, but at the moment I'm in Caulfield. I'm on a cleaning job. Most of my clients are overnight commercials, so I'm stuck with you guys on the radio and I love it.
Well, we're glad to be stuck with you, Sam. Thank you for listening to us.
That's all right, mate.
I have no idea why you would want to, but here you are.
Look, I ask myself the same question,
Yeah.
but I keep tuning in. I'm addicted.
Well, you have been what's known as, and it's been diagnosed, the World Health Organization has actually recognized this. You've been bonerized.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, good Lord. I'll leave that one well alone.
No, seriously, you've been bonerized. You can't stand the program, but you can't not listen. It's actually called bonerization.
Bonerization. Oh, good Lord.
Correct.
Oh, dear.
Keep going, Sam.
Oh, I want to have a bit of a rant about this bloody cancel culture.
Now, Snow White. So Prince Charming kisses her to break the spell, and they call it the true love kiss. And the woke people are saying it cannot possibly be described as a true love kiss because it's not consensual.
Well, the woke people need to actually go back and start to parent their kids. If parents did their job parenting their kids, they would be sitting there and saying to the kids, right now, Johnny, just because Sleeping Beauty gets kissed by some random weirdo doesn't mean you can go kissing people. Use them as educational opportunities. Just stop letting society raise your damn kids and parent them yourself. And kids don't look at the world through adult eyes. They don't know what consent, rape, assault, all that sort of crap is. They're just watching the show.
Can I take it sideways a little? What if somebody was almost unconscious and choking and about to die and you gave them mouth to mouth?
Oh, well, you better stop and ask them if they want to live and get mouth to mouth and get their signature before you go do it, because at this rate you'll be sued.
You would have to ask them exactly. And you're suggesting a signature on a legal piece of paper, yes?
Oh, absolutely. While they're turning blue
With
and
a witness.
they're really struggling. Yeah, with a witness, make sure you stop and get driver's license numbers and everything so you can't be sued. And by the time you do that, the poor bugger will be dead on the floor.
But at least you won't have transgressed.
That's it. You won't have annoyed anyone.
Yes.
But if parents sort of, I mean, I don't know about you, but my parents, when we were watching movies where subjects came up like that, mum and dad would sort of say, hey, now just because you see it on TV doesn't mean you can do it in real life. If you pick up a gun and shoot someone in real life, they're not going to get up the next day like they just did in that movie. Use it as an educational opportunity. Stop bloody cancelling everything and take a step back and realise that kids don't see the world with their mind in the gutter like we do as adults.
It's a very good point. How old are your children?
I actually don't have kids. I've got a lot of god kids, and all my friends are starting to have kids, but I prefer cats. I do not want that responsibility, because some of us actually realise that they're expensive and they're time consuming, and I like my sanity. So
Okay.
I'll just keep loving everyone else's kids from afar and being
You're
that cool.
like a great aunt.
I am.
Yeah,
I'm that cool
you
auntie that comes in, psychs them up on red cordial and sugar, and hands them back to the
Oh,
parents.
I love you. Sorry, I called you Sam. It's Cherie.
No, I'm Sam.
You are Sam. All right.
I'm a Sam.
Sam, lovely to talk to you. You're very refreshing. I'm glad you're talking to me. Where did you say you were from?
I'm from Keysborough in Victoria, so just
Tell
near
me where that is.
Dandenong.
I've never been there.
Just near Dandenong. Have you got an idea where Dandenong is?
Yes.
We're about sort of half hour, 40 minutes out of the city in the southeast.
And you're on a farm or something?
No, I'm at. Oh, we're just on. We just rent a just a suburban block.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, it's lovely to know that you're there, and please call back again.
Oh, look, I will, mate. But yeah, I just think we need to get the message out. Stop listening to these bloody idiots that sit there and read all this nasty stuff into crap that's been harmless for many years. And yeah, just go back to parenting. Stop thinking that you can just pop them out and send them to school and let society raise them. Do your job as a bloody parent. You're raising humans. They don't stay cute and cuddly little kids forever. You need to put some effort into them and help turn them into good people with a good social conscience and morals. And you can't do that if you just throw them into the system and go, oh, well, they're not my problem once I hit school age. You
So
know, what point do they stop parenting?
if you were in a coma and Prince Charming came along and kissed you and it brought you out of the coma, are you going to sue or are you happy? Which one?
Can I be really selfish and say it depends on what the prince looks like? Because if it's Prince Charles, I'm out of here. I'd
No.
rather stay in the coma. I mean, it's
What if it's
entirely going to
William?
depend on what
No,
he looks like.
it's William.
Oh, that hairline, man. No,
No.
mate, no.
Harry?
Look, Harry's a step up. Hopefully he keeps his hair. But yeah, look, I'm going to be incredibly shallow here and say, no, look, if I wake up and find something like that, I'm just going to be like, dude, please kill me.
Okay.
Just let me go back into the coma.
Okay, I'm just keen to know, Sam, who does your perfect Prince Charming look like?
Oh, God, you know, I haven't even thought about that.
Okay, call me back.
Okay, well, at a guess, we'll say the guy who played Loki in the Thor movies. He's pretty hot. Let's just run with that.
Okay, all right.
Let's just run with whoever he is. I could listen to that voice all night.
Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, Luke.
I think Leroy, she's call of the week.
That was quite entertaining, Sam. Thanks very much for that. And she had some valid points.
I reckon she's nearly caller of the week. We've had some good calls this week, haven't we?
If this was the Drug Olympics, she'd be on the podium.
1-333-53 is the telephone number.